There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Welcome back to a brand new episode of Rip and Rock as we continue to roll along from spring training. We're, of course, back here in Maryland, but a ton of great content while we were down there in Sarasota. We got to talk to a lot of Rip's former teammates, not only in the clubhouse, but on the podcast as well. And this next episode that we have for you, it features, as you would say, two great kids, right?
Yeah, a couple of good kids, and specifically Dean Kramer came on, and Dean is one of those guys, too, personality-wise, you guys are going to absolutely love, if you already don't love Dean Kramer, and he's going to have a lot more of a role for this pitching staff, especially with the injuries. That's been a theme so far that we've talked about, and because Rocco had to run around and do his thing, we had someone else fill in for his spot, and that is, again, my good friend of the program, Mike Bauman as well. So here is the sit down with Dean Kramer, Mike Bauman, and myself. Enjoy. All right. Welcome into another exclusive interview. And actually, we got two on with us. We already did one with Mike Bauman, and Mike's here with us right now. But hey, we got my good friend, Dean Kramer, and it's a Rip and Rock special, but guys, no Rock right now. So Dean, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Rip. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's actually kind of funny. I think you guys are taking over Rock's job right now. So I hope he hears this. Mike, how are we feeling?
I'm good. Just missing Rock.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to have so much FOMO about this later on. But we're coming to you live from down in spring training here in Sarasota. It's been beautiful. I miss seeing the boys. I think giving people context here, I explained on Mike's interview that we played together for years. Dean, you and I were teammates as well throughout the years, and specifically had the longest time in 2021. But I love that you guys are teammates, and actually a lot of the boys are on this team right now. But let's go to you, Dean, real quickly, and we'll shift to Mike. How are we feeling so far, baseball aside? How are you feeling so far in spring training?
Feeling good. I mean, all of us are excited to be back. It was a very short off season for myself, uneventfully busy, but short nonetheless. We have such a good bond in this clubhouse that the time away and then coming back, it's like we never even like skipped a beat. So like we all buddy from the moment we all kind of see each other.
Yeah, I think people don't realize how much time that people spend with each other, teammates. If you look at it this way, I always looked at it was, okay, 3.5 month off season, give or take, maybe four. And then the 8 months you're playing, but you're with a group of guys. And it's like a family within itself. You have your family at home. You have your family, which is, you know, the brotherhood on the road. So for the everyday season, but it's been fun. You guys have been playing. So first off, I just want to know this, and talking about FOMO, I was making fun of Rocco. You guys, like off the field, you guys, so Mario Super Strikers is the game?
Yeah, for spring right now, yeah, on the GameCube.
So the GameCube is making a comeback.
And yeah, for those that don't know. Dusting it off.
Who's the best? Is Mike good?
I'd say between him or Irvin. Irvin's pretty good too.
I'll definitely put Irv up there, Mr. Yeah. Consistent.
Yeah.
So that's what, and then you, Mr. Consistency. So how does it work? Do you just select your, is it the Mario characters?
Yes. It's basically all the N64 or, you know, like all the Mario Kart characters you'd see, like Wario, Mario, Luigi, Waluigi, Peach, Daisy, Donkey Kong, Yoshi.
Let me try to guess your character. for a second. I thought of like Dean seems like a Waluigi. Don't take this the wrong way. Wario?
I have used Wario.
Okay.
All right. No, we usually use like Daisy or Peach or Yoshi. But Waluigi is also a common character for us.
Well, couldn't have been further wrong there. It's not my first time, but let's go back to a word you guys used, Mike. You're talking about consistency, right? So for both of you, we'll start with Dean. Mike, I already talked enough with you on this, but consistency last year for you was really great. Besides the month of April, which didn't happen, we'll throw it away, but you were really consistent down the stretch. And you finally, for me, like you've seen the Dean that I know, you're getting in rhythm. What is something then for you that you're kind of trying to fixate on going into this season to continue with that consistent build you had in 2023?
Yeah, like you said, just trying to continue. I think every year I get to know myself a little bit better. My repertoire might change here and there, and my feel might change here and there. But for the most part, the work in between the starts is becoming more and more consistent. Like and really understanding what my body needs and or wants in terms of workload in between starts and really nailing that routine.
Yeah, we're creatures of habit, you know. And even I guess some people want to look at that spring training is always going to be, oh, you got to go out there and perform and do well. And we know this, like some spring trainings matter differently to others. That's not trying. It's no secret there. For those that don't know this, like, you know, I've mentioned in the past, Adley Rutschman can go for 110 with 110 Ks. Guess who's going to be the starting catcher on opening day? Adley Rutschman. Pray that doesn't happen. Adley had a homer, so it's not possible right now for spring training. But Mike, I'll start with you on this one of, Each of you guys have a different plan. Like I've talked to you personally about what you were trying to do, but there's certain things you want to work on in spring training, but like if it's certain pitches, right? But in other cases, you're trying to really get a feel of what you were working on this offseason. Like we were even talking about with you on your even setup. Is that something you like for you, you're more focused on is getting right and building off of whatever that was you were more focused on in the offseason?
Yeah, my big focus this offseason was just getting my body in the right spots at the right time and really getting myself to have a nice rhythm and really just be more comfortable on the mound. And, you know, just bringing that into spring training is just constantly building off that every time I have a ball in my hand and step on the mound.
Yeah. Well, so far, so good. Again, Dean, I was telling, I'm trying to watch him pitch so far in the days that I'm down here, and he had the audacity to just be done just like that. Well, I guess, like, it was two pitches, two outs, right, Mike?
Three pitches.
Well, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, he's thrown two innings, and he's thrown a total of 18 pitches.
Yeah, what was your first inning? Was not that way.
My first inning, no, was not. Within like, seven pitches, I had the bases loaded with no outs, so.
You're just getting ready for the season, seasoned yeah. early and often. But for those that are out there wondering, it's not how you start. It's how you finish and how you can limit damage. This is a bigger thing. Yeah. We're always told limit damage. You gave up one run and then you got comfortable and it was smooth sailing. What about this is maybe because of all this, and I know you guys, you're just getting ready. You're feeling good. But this narrative right now, because of the injuries that the team's dealing with, that, okay, the pitching staff – are they going to have enough? Like I hated hearing that last year because I know what you guys are capable of. I thought personally, like the postseason last year, it's more so of you ran into a buzzsaw on the Rangers. And of course, yeah, not the best outings that the team wanted, but Texas won 11 games on the road in a row. And that's a record. That lineup was ridiculous. They're playing their best ball at the right time. But I think for this year, people are still having those doubts again. Like, well, Dean, starting with you with it, what is there a certain thought, or let me backtrack here. Sometimes I don't use my words properly. Why are you so confident? Just like I do believe in you guys of why you guys, no matter what's going on right now, are going to go out there and be successful in this 2024 season, despite what some others are saying outside of here.
Yeah. Like you said, my month of April last year wasn't very good, but the rest of the year kind of solved it itself. last year was my first real full big league season, 32 starts, 170 plus innings. And I really, really understood how long the season was. Like, gave up a lot of homers in the first half and then limited them in the second half and ended up doing a lot better. It's just, you can't panic in April. You can't panic in May. Like, there's still so much baseball left to be played that it really doesn't matter until July, August, September. That's when I believe that the real season starts happening.
Oh, hell yeah. It's about the adjustments, the game of adjustments. Are you getting better? And quite frankly, no one knew what this Orioles team was going to be in April or May of last year. They were expecting you guys to fall off at some point. The Orioles aren't going to be able to hold on. Oh, Batista goes down. They don't have the arms. But it's a confidence booster. Like, for Mike, for you, I remember, especially when you're going through it early, you have building blocks. For you, Bao, I thought, man, you had the building blocks. You came in big moments where there's runners on base. Who are you going to call? Mike Bauman. Get in there. But that is rewarding, and that shows you can. And would you agree with that, Mike? As the season went on for you, the more confident you were, and the team, it just felt like one guy after another was believing that no matter what the circumstance, you guys were going to go out and find a way.
Yeah, definitely. As the season went on, it was like next man up. You know, you see the starters kept doing it game after game after game, and then that trickles into the bullpen because those guys set the tone from pitch one. And you know, from them giving us 5, 6, 7 strong innings, you know, the first man out of the pen, and that trickles then to the late innings. So, you know, we just try and really try to get the ball to Felix at the end of the game.
Yeah. You know, we've all seen Kicking and Screaming with Will Ferrell and Mike Ditka. We've seen, right? Yeah.
Of course.
So, like, what was the motto for their team's success?
Give it to the Italians.
Give it to the Italians. In this case, it was give it to Felix.
Yeah.
Right?
Give it to the Dominicans at the end.
give it to the mountain that you have at the back end of the bullpen and Felix Batista. Unfortunately, obviously, Felix isn't going to be expected to pitch this year. And listen, it's going to be okay. But you guys got a lot of good guys. That was my point I wanted to try to make. And let's face it, adversity, you learn a lot about it. And I thought last year you guys handled a lot of adversity despite being such a successful team. I think a big part of that, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know I'm not wrong, was the leadership that you guys had of people coming in and the amount of people going, well, wait a minute, why would you bring in a guy like Kyle Gibson? Or, you know, what is he going to bring to the team? Both of you guys have talked about this, but Dean, you even said, you know, you still talk with Gibby right now. Can you just elaborate a little bit more for people out there about what that leadership meant to last year's team? And then maybe, like, in some ways, you guys now are going to be asked to step into that role.
I don't know about stepping into that role quite yet, but...
fully, but you learned a lot, right? Yeah, you learned a lot.
Definitely learned.
You're a good kid. You're a smart kid.
Every year we learn a little bit more and more about each other and ourselves and everything under the sun. But, yeah, Kyle Gibson, I can't say enough good things about who he is as just a human. And I mean, he's a good pitcher too.
Yeah.
And then James McCann as well. Both of those guys are two of the best humans I've ever come across in this game. I mean, Frazier as well, he was awesome. I didn't get to deal with him as much, obviously, because he played the middle infield. But Gibby taught us a lot. Definitely, I mean, I struggled in April and a little bit into the May, and I would have some duds here and there throughout the year. And he was like the calming voice in our ears, in Grayson's ear, in Kyle's ear, and Bradish's ear, and every other guy that went through whatever struggle. If we lost a game by whatever 10, he would turn on the music at the end of the when we got back into the clubhouse. He would put on something and like give like a little minute speech on like, this really doesn't mean anything. It's just another game. Come back out and we'll do it again tomorrow. And I think that's what, as a team, we did so well. It was like, we didn't care what happened the night before, whether we won by 12, whether we lost by one, whether we, whatever. And it was just like day after day, going through the grind and trying to win as many games as possible.
Yeah. I mean, I know this being in the locker room, there's so much more that goes into it besides what you see statistically that goes out each and every day. And I just love giving more perspective because that's all I've heard about with Kyle Gibson. You guys, every guy that I've talked to raved about him. Same thing with James McCann. How about this? Every guy that I've talked to so far down here continues. If I said the unsung guy, Mike, you said James McCann. Tyler Wells said James McCann. I feel like it's just a guy that doesn't get the recognition that he deserves, Dean, with, you know, Adley's is a stud. He's a great catcher, great dude. But having another guy that you guys can lean on, especially as a backstop, that's got to give you even more confidence on the mound.
Yeah, for both of them, it's the intangibles. It's not something that you can grasp. Both of their personalities, because they're both. Oh, Gibby's just got 10 years, and McCann will be 9 or 10 this year.
10 this year.
Yeah.
Thank our stat guy, Mike Bauman.
Yeah.
can confirm.
They. And I mean, McCann has caught some of the game's best in that when he came up to the big leagues first, he caught the like five-headed monster of the Tigers back then, and Scherzer, Verlander, Porcello, David Price, and Anibal Sanchez, some of the game's best pitchers, and that's who groomed him. So now he's returning the favor and grooming our pitching staff. He's basically been through it all, seeing the game's best, seeing what they do, and kind of relays that information to us and routines and whatnot.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There's certain things that you cannot buy. Experience is one of them. And with McCann, what I love also, and I mean just from not only his experience and his presence, but I mean, I don't like saying for him being a backup catcher. I don't like that phrase. But because in my mind, he could go and be an everyday guy for another team. It just so happens to be that he landed with the Orioles in the trade, and he's able to go out there and do his thing and give you guys a much-needed boost, both on and off the field. I think that's the beauty of it. I think there's another part I want to touch on real quickly, the youth movement. It's kind of weird. Like, you guys are becoming the old guys.
That's so weird.
Isn't it kind of?
I'm only 28.
I just turned 30 and dirty 30, 30 yeah. and dirty. Michael's not there yet.
No, he's 28 too. 28. He'll be 29 later this year.
Wow, the youngsters.
Yeah, and we're now looked at as old. It's very strange. I mean, this is my fifth big league spring training.
Yeah, and Mike, it's your did you say fourth?
Yeah, my fourth.
Sources confirm it was Mike's fourth.
Yep, can confirm.
Can confirm. I think Mike might have to come on just to be the stat guy to make sure everything's okay.
Rocco needs to be put in check.
Yep, he does. He definitely does. He's a good kid. But anyway, the youth movement for it, there's a lot of exciting guys. Just feel like every day going out there, some guy is going out there and doing well. And again, spring is one thing, but these guys were doing it in the minors last year at the big league level. What would you say is the most impressive of the group? And maybe is there someone you don't have to single anyone out that impresses you right now. You could just say, what is something that impresses you about the young group?
The young group is very polished. I think that's the best way to put it. A lot of them have been groomed in our coaches and throughout the minor leagues have been doing a good job of getting guys into their routines and understanding the purpose and the why of why being in a routine is such a good thing. And like guys at the plate are like the guys who are coming in and playing the games, they have plans, you know, they're not just going up there swinging. And then same thing with the pitchers. It's not just going up there and throwing whatever fingers, the catchers are calling. Every guy kind of knows themselves, has a plan. And I think that's what stands out the most. Not just that they're talented. All of them are incredibly talented. But they do a lot of the little things right.
Yeah, incredibly so. And I mean, there's still a lot of growth. Mike, would you same sentiment or anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I think that goes into say that they just have that goes into saying their maturity level and you know, they bring a ton of young energy and they know how to have fun, but they also know when to crack down and take care of business, and that's also very important over the span of a season.
Yeah, I think that's if there was the one knock that again, that goes back to, oh, do you guys not have enough? Last year was saying the experience, right? The team didn't have enough experience. You're having all the success. I think, to me, again, I thought it was just erroneous where I think that, yes, experience does help. But again, I look at what happened down the stretch of just running into a team that was ready to go. Because in other cases for the Rangers, they just, things were clicking, right? And you guys were finding every single way. You were great in one-run games. A young team's not supposed to be good in one-run games. You're not supposed to be good at coming back and winning games. So that's what's so great. And the maturity level, yeah, I'm impressed. It's not – there's a lot of goofballs on this team right now.
Yeah, definitely a lot of goofballs. But everybody – every guy in there has a good head on their shoulders.
Yeah, I would agree. That's the thing. I think we were talking about it. There's really – you guys are so close. And that's – I think that people are – misunderstanding that you don't always have to go out and buy the big guys. Yes, like Corbin Bird's getting him pretty good pitcher. Like he's had 1 year above a 3 ERA in the last 4 years. Cy Young guy, like stud, right? But chemistry matters. Being able to enjoy coming to work with the guys and be able to build off of it. And I think you even touched on that. Just like you guys genuinely like each other. I mean, you guys are playing Super Strikers and were we playing any other games? Sequence?
No, not Sequence.
Oh,
no,
gosh.
Not yet, but I noticed it. So
I'm sorry. See. You have it out sitting here. I'm looking at it.
We're usually in Cole's room, so yeah. To be fair.
Oh, that makes
sense. But yeah, there's not one guy in that locker room that I wouldn't go have like a one-on-one dinner with.
Well, that's good to know.
Right.
So everyone that's wondering, the guys like each other. It's not fake, I swear. This right here is fake. Mike, Dean, and I hate each other. Just kidding. Kind of. I kind of want to play Sequence. Have you ever, you've had to have played. This is yours, correct?
Yeah, it's my game. It's in my room. Play Sequence. It's me and the wife play it.
Yeah. Shout out the wife. Incredible. Why don't we wrap up here? Just so we can let you guys get going. I know it's a very, very busy spring for you all. So I already asked Mike this, and maybe if you want to add anything to this time, because I didn't want to catch Mike off guard. You can get caught off guard and he gets a little bit red, Dean. So no shock there. Getting a little red right now. Anyway, we talked about what would you want to tell yourself or any young player if you could go back in time, right? So we talked about mine was, Mike, if I'm not mistaken, was not trying to be too perfect every single time. Yours was
not get – just enjoy every moment, not just get too down on yourself.
Yeah, and it's the perspective. Is there something for you that you've maybe are trying to focus more on now that you wish – 5 years ago or 10 years ago, something that you think would have really helped you then?
Yeah. How early in the sport are we talking? Are we talking
anytime,
like getting into pro ball or like when I was a child, or cause I would say for the kids out there, like
for the kids,
don't corner yourself in one sport.
I love that.
Yeah. I played multiple sports when I was growing up. Played soccer for a long time, played football for a couple years. Didn't really like it.
What position did you play?
Cornerback? Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah. But that was when I was like 10 and 11 or 11 and 12. So I just did that for 2 years. But soccer mainly. I think the hardest thing for me to see sometimes is like these little kids going in and having baseball lessons and stuff, just because the kids are underdeveloped. Like physically, there's not much you can teach them other than being able to do push-ups and knowing where your limbs are going.
Yeah, and that's sometimes can be a challenge.
I'm getting a little off topic. But as for getting into pro ball or after getting into pro ball, I think the earlier you know yourself and understanding what you need in terms of recovery, in terms of workload, in terms of everything, the quicker you know yourself, the easier it is to progress. And knowing the direction of what your body can handle, knowing the direction of what your brain can handle, knowing the direction of what your stuff can handle, I think is the biggest key going forward, because your best coach is yourself.
Boom, right there. Everyone that heard that, I heard it there. Mike, you heard that?
I heard that.
Yep, because I actually preach that to people that I work with, of saying when the time comes and you're on the mound or you're in the batter's box, I said, who can help you out?
Right.
Nobody else. It's just you. And the more that you understand yourself and how you work, the better off you're going to be. Yeah. And yeah, enjoy what you're doing.
No, nobody else is going to throw that ball for you or take that swing for you or take that ground ball or fly ball or whatever. Nobody else can do it for you. So I mean, the quicker you understand yourself, I think the better off you're going to be.
Absolutely. Yeah, and go play the other sports. I played a ton growing up. One thing for those that are wondering about, I talked to a scout recently that came to look at a kid I was working with. And first thing he asked was, what other sports do you play? Didn't ask how hard he throws, what position, was what other sports do you play? I think we're going to see start of this trend going back of they want to see athletes. They want you to, and also enjoy yourself. You can't play all these sports for that long. If you're lucky enough, you guys will be in the situation.
You get burnt out.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad did it. He played tennis for a long time and then knew that it would get him through college and it did. And, I mean, he burnt himself out. He was tired of the game.
Yeah. And that happens. You don't want that and you're going to enjoy it. And if you're lucky enough to keep playing baseball as long as you guys are, then it's great, but that's not a guarantee. Enjoy what you can for a while. Now that I'm done playing baseball, your guy's back on the basketball courts. We're getting after it. Competitive. Sometimes it goes really good. Sometimes not so good, but we give 110% always. Well, hey, Dean, really appreciate you taking the time, and our stand-in, Rocco DeSangro, Mike Bauman, really appreciate you being our stat guy.
Yeah, same comp, me and Rocco.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I was about to say. Same height, same size. But you know what? That might differ, but you guys have great heart. And you just can't...
Can't teach that.
Can't teach that. Well, hey, that does it for this. You're new to the interview or to the Rip and Rock podcast, hit that like and subscribe button. It's available on Spotify, Apple, really wherever you get your podcast. We'll have more in the future about what else is going on with the Baltimore Orioles. But until next time... until next time, have a great day and we'll talk soon.
So, Rip, great interview with those guys. But since Bauman Big Mike kind of filled in for me. I feel like it's only right that I fill in for the O's, like, in relief this season. What would my ERA be if I even, like, I'll tell you this. I had a nasty Ephus pitch, but my fastball probably topped out at like 65 miles per hour.
You know what, Rock? You're a good kid, and I think you're in the right profession. Let's put it that way. We're going to let, you know, and even though Mike and Dean, they enjoyed it, Mike really enjoyed taking your spot. I think he's going to stick to throwing some fuzz balls at Camden Yards. We'll stick to doing our thing.
Listen,
here.
Listen, man, if Jamie Moyer can do it with his speed, I think I can do it with my speed. Wait and see.
Well, we will definitely wait. That is no doubt about it. But I hope you guys enjoyed that interview with Dean and Mike. Those are two of my favorite guys. I've grown really close to them over the years with the team. And again, I think that they're going to have – it's not just me being a homer. I've watched them closely. They have all the makings to really make an impact for the Baltimore Orioles. And on top of it, they are goofballs. They just like to have fun outside and even while they're on the field. So that kind of does it. But Rock, where can you find us besides making sure that you're subscribed to this
first
podcast?
Of all, subscribe. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, really wherever you get your podcasts. You can find Ryan on X at Ryan Ripken. You can find me on X at Rocco DeSangro. Search both of our names on Instagram. We put a lot of content on there as well. So thank you again to Dean Kramer, Mike Bauman for doing this episode, for talking with you, because it was really, truly a great interview. I'm jealous that I wasn't there for it. But thank you to them, and thank you to you all out there for listening each and every episode. Let us know how we're doing. Leave us a nice rating on Apple, on Spotify, wherever, honestly, because we appreciate your feedback. For Ryan Ripken, I'm Rocco DeSangro. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Rip and Rock.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.